Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah
Rastafari.
Jah
Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Besma'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak.
Amlak.
Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besen bed ken,
ken, ken, ken.
Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme. Kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Stars, stars, stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars,
full of stars, full of
stars. His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Nazio, Nazio here, Nazio Fontaine. Shabbat Shalom, Simba Salam. Here, here, here. Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday, the Shabbat Eve. Time to prepare for the Shabbat day right here, the eve, evening and morning, one day. The day follows the night, not the other way around. But hear this ride out, word, sound. Nazio Fontaine, I and I trodden, we're trodden. Forward, forward, Kadima, Kadima.
We were brought here in captivity.
Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam. Welcoming the Sabbath, Kabbalat Shabbat. The Friday evening prayer service. Hear, 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 even on the ear and in the eye for the TJIF. Thank Jah Rastafari, it is Friday. The Friday evening prayer service has a character all its own. It is marked by congregational, aggregational singing and by a mood of joyous anticipation, expectation. The most striking difference in the contents of this service from that of all other nights of the week of the Shabuah of the Strong is the addition of a preliminary service called Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming or receiving Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming, receiving the Sabbath. This addition is said to be of a relatively recent origin. Some say that it was introduced by the Kabbalistic scholars of Safed during the middle of the 16th century, a very interesting period of time. We recognize what ethnic Yisrael and we, the black Jews, black and brown Yehudi, were going through circa 1492 and thereabout and thereafter. So if anything, this was something that the ethnic Israel, you know, until other ones who say they were Jews came into, but all those things being as they be, let's move forward in the glory of His Divine Majesty. From there, it spread to Jewish Judaic communities all over the world, gradually gaining acceptance as an integral part of the Friday evening service for the Kabbalat Shabbat. However popular it became, it is not considered obligatory. The non-obligatory status is still reflected in a practice followed in many congregations and many communities of conducting this part of the service from the bima, where the Torah is read, and not from the podium or what is known as the Amud, where prayers in the Mikorah, the Knesset, the synagogue, the gathering, the assembly are conducted. There are even communities where local traditions, they dictate that the prayer leader, the Chozen, does not put on a talit for Kabbalat Shabbat. This, in effect, it stresses and emphasizes the same point. And if we may say, even here on the ear and in the ear for the TJIF, although many times we seek to at least go through the general order of the Kabbalat Shabbat, depends on the schedule and what it is that we have to bring forward in season and out of season, more or less of that particular order, you know, especially with the Psalms. But here. The idiom, the Hebraic idiom, Kabbalat Shabbat, has two distinct
connotations. One implies welcoming, the Kabbalat. The other implies acceptance. Now, we see Afro-Semitically also the Kabbalah, Kabbalah, receiving, the sense of receiving. In the halakhic literature, the halakha is like the trad, you know, of how we walk this out, the trad halakha. It is the latter connotation that is dominant, the sense of acceptance. Just as on a fast day, one could, quote, accept, end quote, the fast earlier than the time, than the eye was set for its obligatory commencement by declaring it to be in effect for oneself from that moment on. So a person could declare word, sound, and power, declare even before sundown that for him, Ha Shabbat, the Sabbath, has begun. Any statement that takes note of the start of Ha Shabbat, this constitutes its acceptance, its Kabbalat, its reception, its welcoming. This is the moment of Kabbalat Shabbat. That is what the sages, the Rebban, they meant by Kabbalat Shabbat when they used these words in ruling that the saying of Barku or Borku, bless you all, Barku, Borku, at the start of the Ma'ariv, the evening service, constituted the precise moment when one accepted Ha Shabbat, accepted the Sabbath, accepted the rest. From that moment on, all walk, all work was forbidden or verboten, even if the sun had not yet set. When it became customary to preface Ma'ariv, the evening service with Psalm 92, a song for the Sabbath day is what is found in the superscription. A song, a psalm, chant, a song, a shir for the Sabbath day. This became the moment of Kabbalat Shabbat. For the woman, for the daughters of Zion, the woman who lights the Shabbat candles, who lights the Shabbat lights. It is customary that act marks the acceptance of Ha Shabbat. Ever since Kabbalat Shabbat became the title to a section of prayers that consists of songs and hymns welcoming Ha Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath, it is the connotation of welcome that has become the more established idea. The Kabbalat Shabbat service, it consists of three distinct components. One, a series of six psalms for the 6 days of the week, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical or Kabbalistic poem, the poem known as the Anna Bekoach. Secondarily, the hymn Lecha Dodi, come my friend, come my beloved, Lecha Dodi. Thirdly, Psalm 92, a psalm, a mizmor, a song, a shir for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom,
Shabbat shalom. And hear the word sound, Baraka, the lighting of the lights, daughter of the house, mother of the house, here, lighting the lights, here, messianic, the candlelight, Baraka, blessing here, for the Shabbat, Sama, hear this.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat. In the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
So here, lighting the light, here, setting the flame.
But sir, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, blaze up the torch when we done burn.
Yeah.
And right here, 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 to the sixth psalm. The sixth psalm.
We will do Menfesk Dus Ahadu Amlak. Amlak. Amlak.
Rastafari Chavarim here, chanting the sixth psalm for 6 days. Kabbalat Shabbat.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, arets. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the arets, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Exiabi Heather the Sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be who he be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I'll say, give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam. Kabbalat Shabbat. Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming HaShabbat, welcoming the Sabbath. The six psalms, the six psalms, the Kabbalat Shabbat service, the Avodah, it consists of three distinct components, a series of six psalms, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical poem, the Ana B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn, Lecha Dodi, come my friend, Lecha Trod Dodi, trod my beloved, trod my friend, come my friend. And thirdly, Psalm 92, superscribed a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, a shir, a song for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. So what are the six psalms? Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 for what is known and called the Kabbalat Shabbat, the six psalms. The custom of reciting, of chanting six psalms before the hymn of Lecha Dodi, come, try, Lecha Dodi, Dodi, my friend, my beloved. That is the heart of this avoda, this service. This is ascribed to Rebbe Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. Although there is some dispute, some say it was much older, from the time of the Yehudi, the black Jews, the black and the brown Jews of Europa, of Europe, prior to 1492. But this Kabbalat Shabbat hymn, Lecha Dodi, is ascribed to Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. The first of these songs begin with the words, Lekhu ne ranena la Adonai, Lekhu, Lekhu ne ranena la Adonai, le ranena la Yahuwah. Come, let us, make I and I sing before Jehovah. The six psalms, they all express the theme of HaElohim, the true good, the true God's sovereignty, and symbolize the six working days of the week, the six working days of the Shabuah, of the seven, of the strong. For each day we say a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation that acknowledges HaEl as Melech, as King, as Negus, even as Negus and Neges, and ruler of the universe, ruler of the universe, universal ruler. A psalm, a mizmor, for the seventh day is said right after the Lecha Dodi, after the come, my friend, come, my beloved, my lover. There is a view that the recitation of six psalms before the start of HaShabbat, the Sabbath, can be traced back to the 9th century CE, the 9th century of what they call the Christian era, the AD time, Anno Domini. According to this view, the recitation of six psalms, not necessarily the same ones that we, I and I, say today, this was instituted in Babylonia, in Babylon, with the black Jews of the Babylonian during this time to commemorate the long and discontinued practice of blowing six shofar, rams, horn, blasts to signal the approaching Shabbat, the Senvet Ken, the Sabbath day. This would be done at regular interviews every Friday afternoon during the days of HaHekal, during the days of the temple, according to Shabbat 35b. The last of the six psalms, Psalm 29, which is superscribed Mizmor LeDavid, Mizmor LeDavid, Psalm of David, has special symbolic significance. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, suggests a connection between this mizmor, this psalm, and the Amidah, the standing prayer, the Amidah. the reason that the weekday Amidah was first organized around 18 berkot, blessing, barakas, and the Shabbat Amidah around 7 barakot or barakas, blessing, was to relate it to the psalm, to the mizmor, where Ha Elohim's name, the true God, Ha Kadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, where Elohim's name is mentioned, where the Hashem is mentioned, the name is mentioned 18 times, while the phrase Kol Adonai, Kol Yahuwah, voice of Adonai, Adonai, is used 7 times, according to Barakot 28b, 29a. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, also suggests that this mizmor, this psalm, contains an allusion to the order and theme of the first three Barakot blessings, first three barakas in the Amidah, according to Megillah 17b. This mizmor, this psalm, this chant, this intonation's symbolic association with the weekday, the Shavua, the strong, and the Shabbat Amidah, the Sabbath Amidah, standing prayer, may explain why it was chosen to mark the transition from the weekday, from the Shabbat to the Sabbath, and why it became customary to stand or rise to stand while saying it. A short prayer of the mystics, the Ana Bekoach, was appended to Psalm 29 by the Kabbalist. The prayer is ascribed to a 2nd century Talmudic sage, Nehunya ben HaKana. It mentions 7 designations for the names, the Shemot of Elohim, the names of the true good, the names of the true God. Nora, Nora, awesome one. Nora, terrible one. Nora, dreadful one.
Dreadful one.
Nora, Gibor, mighty one. Gibor, mighty one. Gibor,
Gibor.
Hasin, almighty. Hasin, almighty. Hasin,
Hasin, Hasin.
Kadosh, Isla one. Kadosh, holy one. Kadosh, set apart one.
Kadosh.
Yahid, one and only. Yahid, one and only. Yahid.
Yahid.
Gaeh. Gaeh. Exalted one. Gaeh. Exalted one. Gaeh.
Gaeh. Gaeh. Gaeh.
Yodeya. Ta'alumot. Yodeya. Ta'alumot.
Ta'alumot.
Knower of inmost thoughts. Yodeya. Ta'alumot. Knower of the innermost, of the innocent, the thoughts within. Yodea ta'alumot. These designations are said to correspond to the 7 voices.
Voices.
The 7 voices of Elohim, the true good, the true God, mentioned in Psalm 29. Furthermore, this prayer contains 42 words. This prayer contains 42 words, 42 devarim, words that correspond to a composite name of Elohim, a phrase consisting of 42 letters that was once used as a substitute for the tetragrammaton, for the Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, according to Kedushin 71a. That name and its meaning, some say, are unknown to us, or many of us, today. The 6 Psalms for the Kabbalat Shabbat.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir and sarura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm, gedulata yamin nekah. Tatir is rura, untangle our knotted fate. Aver arina ta amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika. Sangaved, sangaved, sangaved. Tahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Sangaved, sangaved, sangaved. Tahreinu, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamre, Barchem, Tahareim, Rachemei, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamleim. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, pity. Barchem, Barchem, Tahareim, Rachemei, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamleim. May your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla one, in goodness, nahela edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida ge'eh le'ameka b'nei zokhreya. Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu kavel. Accept our cries, Ushma'a, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs, Shau'atenu, Kavir, Ushma'a, Ik'atenu, Yode'a, Ta, Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yode'a ta elumot. Baruch Shem kovod malkuto le'olam wa'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Rastafari, I live it. Lassie, I live it. And reign in the heart of all man forever.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Lecha Dodi, Dodi. Lecha dodi, likrat atala, b'nei shabbat, nekabalah. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha dodi, likrat atala, b'nei shabbat, nekabalah. To be repeated after each stanza. Lecha dodi, likrati atala, b'nei shabbati, nekabalah. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, Ivine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad, wa he will be. Jehovah. Yah, Jaja Echad, Ushamo Echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Ua Echad, Ushamo Echad. Lichem Ulati Areta, Witehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine, blessings I vine. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nagus, even Nagus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi elikratiyakala, p'nei shabbatiya nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi elikratiyakala, p'nei shabbatiya nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi elikratiyakala, p'nei shabbatiya nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, these we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi elikratiyakala, p'nei shabbatiya nikabala. We, I, and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I, and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I, welcome thy day. We, I, and I, welcome thy night. Lecha dodi elikrati kala, p'nei shabbatiya nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 92, Sabbath Psalm, Army Gideon, Shabbat Peace.
The Mezmor Dawid. Besma Abba Well Women Fest Kalu Sahadu Amla Ame Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tiltu, Kibber the Hyde, Kibber the Tedamawi Hyde Villa. Ja, Rastafari. Aja, Ja, way on, way. Aja, Ja, way on, way.
Giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beth Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beth Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Beth Selam. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beth Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay,
yay. Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Jah
Rastafari.
O excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai.
Shine for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up. Heaven declare his glory, and I can see your greatness in all things. In your head, whoa, praises. No matter what the stage is, let's join hands and heart together and give thanks to the Creator.
Rain, your thanks, Ross, the Zachariah right there with Jarain to seal off right here, the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath. And here you hear the Shema, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. The Shema, which is...
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Eloheinu, our Elohim, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Echad, he be the one. So the Shema and the Amidah is the standing prayer are the core of the evening service. As in the Shacharit, which is the morning service, the Shema, the Hear, O Israel, is preceded by the benediction, the word sound for praising Hailahim, the Almighty, for creating the order of nature and the nature, and the benediction, the good word, praising him for his gifts of HaTorah, of the directions, instruction. It is followed by the benediction praising him as the Redeemer of Yisrael. And there's a tefillah, and then in the Hebrew we say tefillah, the prayer for a night of shalom, a night of peace. So I'm going to ride up right here, just briefly right here, with the prayer, tefillah arvit, the evening, la Shabbat, for the Sabbath, the evening service, and for the Shabbat and festivals right here, after the Kabbalat Shabbat, Shema.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, what does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So firstly, right here, what we know as the Barku. The blessing, right here. Shabbat.
Shavata ve'yom tov. Barku et Yahuwah hamvarak. Reader, bless your Yahuwah Jehovah, who is to be blessed. The reader says, Barku et Yahuwah hamvarak. Congregation and reader, Baruch Yahuwah hamvaraka le'olama va'ed. Blessed is Yahuwah Jehovah, who is to be blessed forever and ever. Congregation and reader, Baruch Yahuwah Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed art thou, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, Aina Elohim, King of the Universe, Universal King. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Rabia Dvaro Amariv Ravima Behakma Poteyach She'ari. Who at thy word bringest on the evening twilight, and with wisdom openest the gates of the heavens. Baruch ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Rabi Devaro Amariv Ravi BeHakma Poteach Sheari, Ua Vitavuna Meeshane Itima Ua Machlifa Eta HaZemani. And with understanding, Ua Vitavuna, U Bi Etabuna, and with understanding, changes times and varies the seasons. Ua vitavuna mishane aitim. Ua machalifa etaha zemani. And arranges the stars in their watches in the sky according to thy will. Uma sadira eta hakokavima be misha mirotehem ba rakia ki ritzono. Thou createst day and night. Vorei yoma valaila. Thou createst day and night. Vorei yom valaila. Thou rollest away the night from before the darkness. Golel ora mipaneya choshek. And the darkness, the choshek, from before the light, from before the ora. V'chosheka mipanei ora. Thou makest the day to pass and the night to approach. Uma evira yoma ua me vi laila u mavdil. And dividest u mavdil bain yom u bain laila Yahuwah tzvaot shemo. And dividest the day from the night. Uma vdil bain yom ubain laila. Yahuwah, Jehovah of hosts is thy name. Yahuwah Tzibaot Shemo. A God living and enduring continually. El Chai Vik Ayama Tamid. Living God, the living power, the living God, the almighty living and enduring continually. El Chaya Vik Ayama Tamid. Mayest thou reign over us, of I and I, forever and ever. Yimlok aleinu le'olam wa'et. Blessed art thou, Yahuwah Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch ata Yahuwah ha'ma'irib irabim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch ata Yahuwah ha'ma'irib irabim. With everlasting love, Ahavat Olam, with everlasting eternal love, Ahavata Olam, thou hast loved the house of Israel, the Beta Israel, thy people. Ahavata Olama Beta Yisrael Amecha, Ahavta, a law, a Torah and commandments, statutes and judgments, hast thou taught us, hast thou taught I and I. Torah, Ua mitzota chukim, ua mishapatim, otanu liya madta, limadta. Therefore, Yahuwah Eloheinu Jehovah, our Elohim, when we lay down and when we rise up, we will meditate on thy statutes. Al kein, Yahuwah Eloheinu, be shakveinu, uva kumeinu, na siyacha be chukeka. Yea, yes, we will rejoice in the words of thy law, the words of thy Torah, and in thy commandments forever, for ever. V'nismacha b'divreya toratecha uva mitzotecha le'olama va'ed. For they are our life, our liberty, and the length of our days. Ki heim chayeinu ve'orek yameinu. And we will meditate on them day and night. U'avahem nehigeh yomam v'layla. And we will meditate on them day and night. U'bahem nehigeh yomam v'layla. And mayest thou never take away thy love from us, from I and I. V'ahavatika ala tasir mimeno. And mayest thou never take away ahavatika
ve'ahavateka ala tasir mimenu from Aina. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah Yahuwah, who lovest thy people, Yisrael, who lovest thy people, Israel. Ve'ahavateka ala tasir mimenu ale olamim. Baruch ata Yahuwah ohev amo Yisrael. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, who lovest thy people, Israel. Baruch ata Yahuwah ohev amo Yisrael. Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as...
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O God, O God, O God, O God, O God, O God.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Emet ve'emuna, kol zota, ve'ekayam aleinu, kihu Yahuwah Eloheinu, ve'ein zulato, va'anachnu Yisrael ammo. True and trustworthy is all this. Emet ve'emuna, kol zot. True and trustworthy is all this. Emet ve'emuna kol zot. And it is established with us, v'kayam aleinu, that he is Yahuwah Eloheinu, he is Jehovah, he who be, we be, our Elohim, and there is none besides him. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu, we'en zulato, and that we, Israel, are his people. Va'anachnu, wa'en anachnu, and we, anachnu Yisrael, amo, his people. It is he who redeemed us, Einai, from the hand of kings, even our king who delivered Einai from the grasp of all the terrible ones, Ha'el, almighty power, the God who on our behalf dealt out punishment to our adversaries, adversities, and requited all the enemies of our soul, who doeth great things, past finding out, yea, and wonders without number, who holdeth our soul, our psyche, and life, and liberty, and hath not suffered our feet to be moved, who made us, Einai, trod up on upon the high places of our enemies, our haters, and exalted our horn over all them that hated us, that hated Einai, who wrought for us, Einai, miracles and vengeance up on upon Paro, Pharaoh, signs and wonders in the land of the children of Ham, who in his wrath smote all the firstborn of Mitzrayim and brought forth Amo Yisrael, his people, Israel, from among them to everlasting eternal freedom, who made his children pass between the divisions of the Yam Suf of the Red Sea, the Etrabahia, but sank their pursuers and their enemies, their haters, in the depths, in the deeps. Then his children beheld his might. They praised and gave thanks to Shemo, to his name, to the Hashem, and willingly accepted his sovereignty. Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, sang a song to thee, the I, with great joy, saying, all of them, Mi chamocha ba elim Yahuwah, mi chamocha ne'idar ba'kodesh, nora tehilot ose fele, malchutecha ra'ua banecha. Bokea yama lifnei Moshe, zeli anu ve amru Yahuwah yimloka leolama vaeda 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 ne nemar ki fada Yahuwah eta Yaakoba uwa gealo miyada chazaka mimenu baruch ata Yahuwah gaal Israel, who is like to thee, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, mi kamoka ba elim Yahuwah, among the mighty ones, who is like to thee, to the I, mi kamoka ne edara bakodesh, glorious in holiness, nora tehilot, revered, dreaded, and eyes and praises, nora tehilot, olse fele, doing wonders, olse fele. Thy children beheld thy sovereign power as thou didst cleave the sea before Moshe. They exclaimed, this is Eli, ze Eli, anua, we amru. They exclaimed, this is my power, this is Eli, ze Eli, anu, we amru, Yahuwah yimloka le'olama wa'ed, and said, Jehovah shall reign forever and ever, Yahuwah yimloka le'olama wa'ed. And it is said, Yahuwah, Jehovah, we ne'emar, ki yafadah Yahuwah et Yaakov, for it is said, Jehovah have delivered Jacob, Yaakov. Ki yafadah Yahuwah et Yaakov, uwa ga'aloa miyada chazaka mimenu, and redeemed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Baruch atah Yahuwah ga'al Yisrael, blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah O Jehovah, who hath redeemed Yisrael, Gaal Yisrael. Hashakivenu Yahuwah Eloheinu Lishalom, V'ha'amideinu Malekeinu Lechayim. Cause us, Einai. Hashakivenu, O Yahuwah Jehovah, our Elohim. Hashakivenu Yahuwah Eloheinu, cause I and I with Jehovah our Elohim to lay down in peace and rise us up, O our King, to life and liberty. Hashikivenu Yahweh Eloheinu le shalom. We ha'amideinu wa malkeinu wa le chayim. Spread over us, over I and I, the tabernacle of thy shalom, of thy peace, the sukkah of thy peace. Ufros aleinu asukata shalomecha. Direct I and I aright through thine own good counsel. Save I and I for thy name's sake. Be thou a shield about us, about I and I. Remove from us, I and I, every enemy, pestilence, sword, famine, and sorrow. Remove also the adversary, the adversity from before I and I and behind I and I. O shelter I and I beneath the shadow of thy wings. For thou, for the I, Ki'el, art our guardian and our deliverer. Ki'el, shomreinu o'ama itzleinu ata. Yea, thou, O El, Ki'el, art a gracious and merciful king. Ki'el, meleka chanuna verachum ata. And guard, I and I, our going out and our I and I coming in to life and to peace from this time forth and for evermore. Blessed art thou, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, Baruch atah Yahuwah, who spreadest the tabernacle of peace over us, over I and I, and over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim, and over Jerusalem. Baruch atah Yahuwah, ha poresa. Sukata shalom aleinu wa ve'ad kol amo Yisrael ve'ala Yerushalayim. Here la Shabbat on Saturdays for Saturdays on Saturdays. Here from Exodus chapter 31 verses 16 to 17. And the children of Yisrael and the children of Israel v'shamru b'nei Yisrael v'shamru. Bnei Yisrael, and the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath. Veshamru Bnei Yisrael et haShabbat, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations. La isota et haShabbat leDorotam, for an everlasting and eternal covenant. Berit Olam. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever that in 6 days Yahuwah Jehovah made the heavens and the earth and the earthly plain, and on the seventh day he rested and ceased from his work. Beni Yovena Bnei Yisrael Ot Hi Le Olam Akia Shesheta Yamima Asa Yahuwah Et HaShemayima Ve'et HaAretz Ua Avayom HaShevi'i Shavata Vayenafash. It is, she is a sign. She is a sign. Ot he, between me and the sons, the children of Israel. Beni ubein bnei Yisrael ot he le'olam, for Iva. For in 6 days, Kia Shesheta Yamin, Yahuwah made, Asa, Yahuwah made the heavens et ha-shamayi and the earth, the et ha-aret. And on the seventh day, uvayom ha-shavi'i, he rested, Shabbat, vayinafash, and ceased from his work, vayinafash. Vishamru, Vene Yisrael Eta Hashabbat La Isota Eta Hashabbat Lidorotama Burita Olam. Beniyo Vena Bnei Yisrael Otihi Le Olam Akia Shesheta Yamim Asa Yahuwah Eta Hashemayim Veeta Haretza Ua Vayom Hashvi Shabbata Wayinafash,
Shabbat Shalom.
thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 this is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, this is the only day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes, this is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, this is the only day.
Work all week and now it's time to up the food and everything blessed. Read back and pull the scriptures out. Family reading what it's all about. Giving full attention to the Most High of creation. He hallowed it and made it a holy day. Preparation to be one with the Most High and feel His essence. Destructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, this is the only day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne. From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work. Just as it was from in the first, why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, 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 yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, it is the only day.
The Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat salam, keep the Sabbath, keep the rest. It's interesting to say Shabbat is rest. But in that quote, the quote from the Tefillah evening service for Shabbat and festivals said on the Sabbath, the Shabbat Eve here, and on the Shabbat day, Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to 17 is an interesting verse indeed, as Vishamru in the modern Hebrew are with, and Shamru, and they shall observe Bnei Yisrael, the sons imply the children of Israel, Vishamru Bnei Yisrael et HaShabbat, they shall observe, the Shamar, with Shamru, they shall observe, the children of Israel, the Shabbat, La Asot, to do, Et HaShabbat, to do the Sabbath, to do, almost like to do in the sense of to do, to make the Sabbath. La Asot et HaShabbat Le Dorotam, in their doors, in their generation, in their
ages. Berit, berit, the covenant olam. Olam, here the implications everlasting, eternal, relates to the word world, the sense of the forever, Hebraically, is to the most distant horizon, or we can say till time, indefinite. Wishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asota et ha-shabbat lidorotam. Berit olam. Then it goes on to say, it is, or more better, bringing out the Hebrew, she is, referring to the Shabbat. She is a sign between me, between I, and the B'nai Yisrael forever. Beini uvein B'nai Yisrael ot, ot, sign, he, she, ot, he. Beini, between I, U and Bain, and between B'nai Yisrael, the B'nai, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, Ot, Ot, Awat, Ot, He. She is a sign, Le Olam, to time indefinite for Iva, Le Olam. Ki Sheshet, for 6 Yamim days, Asa, Asa, he made, he did, Yahuwah, Jehovah, et ha-shamayim, the shamayim, the heavens, the place of the waters, celestial waters, the shamayim, ha-shamayim, the heavens, et ha-aretz, and the earthly plane. U-vayom, ha-shvi, and on the day, u-vayom, the yom, ha-shvi, ha-shvi, the seventh, Shabbat. Here we have Shabbat, Shabbat. Shabbat here brings out the sense of, and on the seventh day, his work ceased, or he ceased. He ceased. Shabbat is also to desist, cease, like from the working days, 6 days cease. Vayinafash, or wa, and yinafash, yinafash. And he rested. Just to emphasize that right there, bring out some of the details right there, the Shabbat. As we say, the Lekha Dodi, come beloved, come my friend, to meet the bride, to meet the Shabbat. So in Exodus chapter 31, verse 16 to verse 17, clearly states that she, the Shabbat, this is why Robeinu Yeshua, I and I rabbi, the rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua HaNotri, you know why he says that, you know, that the Son of Man is the Lord. Right, and the Shabbat in that sense is the lady. So it's like Mama also in the Beta Israel tradition. But here, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, Chaburim. But first, a little Selah tune for this Shabbat time, corresponding with the third sabbatical study here for Lech, Lecha, Lech, Lecha, Lech, go, right, Lech, Lecha, go for yourself, the call of Abraham. Call of Abraham. But here, Shabbat, Ray Matun, born African, keep the Shabbat, observe the Shabbat, with Shamru, B'nai Yisrael et ha-Shabbat, la asot et ha-Shabbat, le dorotam, berit, olam.
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one, Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one, Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil out. imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Shabbat Shalom, Shin Bet Salam, yeah, the Shabbat. As we've just been zooming in here on the Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to 17, and in verse 17, where it says, it is a sign, it's the end of the verse, KJV-wise. He rested and was refreshed. The KJ brings out the sense of he rested and was refreshed. Another translation might better be his work ceased, or he ceased, he desists, because Shabbat, the H7673, according to Strong's Concordance, also some of the other concordances can look up this particular word, Shabbat. As a verb, it means to cease. Here, BDB, Brown's, Drivers, Briggs definition, to get a clarity. To cease, desist, to rest, to cease. Shabbat, to cease, in the sense of to rest, in the sense of to desist from labor. So to cease, to put or to cause to cease, Shabbat. In the Hefil sense, to put an end to. In another sense of the word, to like exterminate or destroy, to cause, to desist from, to remove, and even in a sense to cause to fail. In other words, cause the Shabbat to be a day where work fails, where there's no work because it's rest. You desist from it, and therefore, why you're nafash, as he also rested. So to keep the Sabbath or observe the Sabbath is a general sense. Right, but just to bring out more of the inner sense of it, to repose, to desist from any exertion, as in the 6 days or the working days, used in many implied relations, this root word in the Hebrew, Shabbat, causatively in a figurative sense or even specifically. So the one hand to cease from the work, right, and therefore to rest. To celebrate the Shabbat time by ceasing and desisting from what you do in the other time. That's what the command is very clear. It says 6 days you shall work and do all your labor. So even the command to keep the Shabbat also is the command to work. Work and rest is the whole Torah, the work. 6 days you shall work, and on the seventh to cease from what you're doing on the other days. But specifically,
right? We have the Nafash, as we have in Exodus chapter 31 at verse 17. And he, how does King James bring that? And he was refreshed. They say he rested, he ceased, he desisted, right? Implied from the work of the creation, the time periods called days, right, of creation. He rested and was refreshed. Shabbat, Wayinafash, Nafash, Nafash. Interesting, because the word for soul is nefesh, nefesh, she, the soul, the psyche, nefesh. Here as the verb, nafash, the H 5314 has a sense of to take a breath, take a breath, take a breather, refresh oneself. But literally, directly, nafash, wayinafash, he Shabbat, and on the seventh day, uvayom hashavi, Shabbat vayinafash. He Shabbat and vayinafash, nafash. He took a breath, refresh oneself, as if by a current of air. Yes, I, here, here, here. So here we have today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malkiah Tzedek. We have Psalm 16. Happiness through Elohim, through Exavia, through the Sustainer, the true good, the true God. Apart from the prayer in the opening words, there's a prayer in the opening words of today's daily psalm, Psalm 16 here. Mizmor Teitz Zain, seeing happiness through Elohim, through the Almighty, true good, true God. Apart from the prayer, there's a tefillah, a prayer in the opening words. Apart from the prayer that's in the opening words of today's daily psalm, the psalm, the chant, the eyes is here, is a hymn of joy. Ineffable, unspeakable happiness has been his lot because of his complete submission to Ha'ilahim, to the Almighty, true good, true God. It is pure, some say, speculation to try to assign this composition here, this miktam, le-Dawid, miktam, golden composition of David, it'll be pure speculation to try to assign the composition to any particular period in Dawid's life. We can do that with some of the psalms, but right here, 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 right, it'll be enough speculation. What we see right here is a principle here. This is why it's called a miktam. Miktam, a golden composition as a psalm, a chant. It's a monument. It's monumental, right, on our hearts and in our minds. So here, let's ride up right here. Give a first ear, KJV, for a few of the Hebrew highlights.
We have today's daily psalm. Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam. Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. My trust.
Shomreni El, ki hasiti vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata, tovati val aleha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Hey, here, Rhema Tune, Israel Dejanin right here with Adonai here in the Hebrew, as well as the Amharic here, 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 Rhema Tune, Israel Dejanin right here. Yahuwah, Adonai Ata. I have said it to be, O Jehovah, thou art Adonai. Here, here, here. Segwaying the Royal Amharic on through the Psalm 16 here in the Royal Amharic. Being my inheritance, divine heritage, happiness through the sustainer. Here, 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 the wise.
Them on the ring and me fly down far.
Mazmur 15 Bekadis 16 የዳዊት አቤቱ አንተ ታምኛለሁና ጠብቅ እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አለ አንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ ፈቃድ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰው ስማቸውንም በከንፈሬ አልጣ እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድል ፈንታና ጽዋዬ ነው እጣይንም የምታጠና አንተ ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀች እርስቴም ተዋረች የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካል ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገስጹ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋል በቀኜ ነውና አልታወቅ ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል ምላሴም ሐሴት አደረገች ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋት ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወው የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኝ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብኝ በቀኝም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my life. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, forevermore, forevermore.
Give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega, Empress many names. I love you,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
We have today's daily psalm as Mora Dawit. Salam to Kenai's Elin. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm as Mora Dawit, Asara Siddist. Psalm 16. from the Metzahaf Kedusa, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So here we have Psalm 16, and we'll compare and contrast HSV, the Haile Selassie version, with the KJV. And today's daily psalm is themed at Gziaviha Aviste. Exiaviha is my inheritance, sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father is my inheritance. Exiaviha Riste. Rist, inheritance, riste. Exiaviha Riste. Exiaviha is my inheritance, is my portion. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So may I now begin, Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesed, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Today's daily psalm, in Jemrale, beginning in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Today's daily psalm is themed in the KJV, Miktam. Miktam le Dawid, Miktam, a Miktam, a Miktam here, Bamarinya, Ye Dawid Kene. A poem, a composition. Yeah, Dawid of David, of the well-beloved of David. Yeah, Dawid, Kene, corresponding to the English superscription of Miktam. Miktam, Miktam, Miktam. Of David, of David, of David. And I write up, Kutaran, verse 1. Avetu, the ante tamnya lehuna tevkeng. Preserve I, O God. Avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Avetu. Be ante tamnya lehuna, for in the eye, be ante in the eye, male speaking to he who be who he be, directly, abetu, be ante tamnya lehuna, I put my trust in the eye, my confidence, my yea and amen in the eye, male, be ante tamnya lehuna, tebkeng. Tebkeng, protect I, preserve I, keep I, tebkeng, tebkeng, kuter hulet, verse 2. Exiavi herin, ante getayi alhu, kante vekarra vegoneta yelenyum. Oh, my soul. Exiavi herin, ante getayene alhu. Kante vekarra vegoneta yelenyum. Ekziavi harin, the sustainer, the good, the generous arm. Ante, speaking directly to he who be who he be. Ante getayi, getayi, my Lord. Ante getayi ne, the I, or my Lord. Alhu, I have said to Ekziavi, the sustainer. Ante, the I, male. Getayi, ante getayi ne. Alhu, I've said you are my Lord, my Adoni, my Adonai. Kante vekarra vegoneta yelenyum. Except for the I, male, begonet, goodness, yelenyum, there is not for I. KJV brings us out as, O my soul, thou hast said to the Lord, thou art my Lord. Ante getayine alhu. My goodness extendeth not to the I. Here we have kante, kante, beker, except for the I, begonet. Goodness in the sense of, there's many words that are used for what is often translated basically as good. Here we have bego, bego, in the sense of charitable, goodness, begonet, that goodness, yelenyum. I have not any goodness except for the I, kziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous arm. Kuter source, verse 3. Fekadih hulu the midrabaluta kedusanna kuburan laino. But to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Fekadih, fekad will, fekadih, 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 the eye, male, will. Fekadih hulu, all the eyes will, the midr, in the earth, the earthly plane, balut, those who are, kidusanna, the holy one, the kidusan, the set apart ones, and na, and kuburan, 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 the honorable, the glorified, the honorable ones. Kidusanna, kuburan, laino, is upon the holy ones and the excellent, or the honorable ones, the ones of the honor, the glory, kuburan, laino. Kutav arat, verse 4. Wadalela lemiafat nuta mekracho wa yibeza ye kurbanacho winna dem ine ala fesesowim semachu nema bet and fere al taram. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Wada Layla, wada towards Layla, another. Lemi fatanut, those who are quick quick, fast, to another Mekarad show. Their sorrows, their troubles, their tribulation, Mekarad show, your bezal increases. Those who are quick to go to another, their sorrows shall be multiplied and hasten after another God. What a leila, let me fight anuta Mekarad show, your bezal. Note. That says, what a leila. It doesn't say another amlak. It says, what a leila to another, implied to another God. But here, there is no God, because there is no God besides he who be who he be. So, therefore, what a leila, let me find a new to Mekaracho, Yibeza. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another. Ye korbanacho winna demine alaf as a soul. Their drink offerings of blood. Ye korbanacho. Korban, the offering, the korban, ye korbanacho win. And their offering, and of their offering, the blood, dem, ye korbanacho win, dem. Ine, I self, Allah, fesasowim. I will not pour out, I will not offer. Samacho and Nim, and their names, Sim, name, Samacho, their names, Samacho and Nim, and their names, the Kenfere, my lips upon my lips, the Kenfere, my lip, implied my lips, Samacho and Nim, and their names, the Kenfere, Alit Aram. I will not call their names in the sense of words. I'm not a call out, no, not call their names upon my lips. KJV has, nor take up their names into my lips. Samachu nim beken fere alitera. Kut er amis. Verse 5. Ekezia viher yariste dilla fentana stwayeno. It ayenima yematatena antene. The Lord, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou, the I, maintainest my lot. The sustainer, riste, inheritance, riste. My inheritance, riste, idilla, fentana, suayino, is the portion of mine inheritance. And suwayino, suwa, cup, suwa, chalice, suwayi, my cup, my chalice, nau, he be, the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot, it ayenim, yematat ena, I strengthened, firm, fortified, in the sense of maintains, ante, speaking to he who be, who he be, the I, ante ne, you are, the I be, kuter sidist, verse 6, gemed abamare sifram, wadek etchilin, ristema tewabetchilin, the lines, gemet, are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Bamare sifra. Be amare. That which is pleasant. Amare. Bamare. Amhara. Bamare sifra. In pleasant places. Sifra. The word for place. Gemet. Bamare sifra. Wadek etchilin. Now, here's interesting in the context, Hebraically speaking. And we touched on this going through the groundation in the Hebraics, touching on the Hebraics of it all. Speaking of the inheritance and the lines are the measuring cords which mark off the area falling, with a etchlin, she falls for I, in the sense of the lines, the measuring cords which mark off the area falling to a lot. You see, when the land of Israel was allotted to the tribes, none was assigned to the Lewawian, to the Lewim or the Levites, because Egeziah, her sustainer, said, I am thy portion and thine inheritance among the children of Israel, among Yisrael Joch, in Numbers chapter 18, verse 20. So, therefore, in like manner, the psalmist, and I and I here in today's daily psalm, Mezmura Asarasadis, the Psalm 16, urges that his and I and I inheritance is a gaziavi. I and I inheritance is the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, the source. And he and I and I does not long for a share in the worldly, the earthly, the material, like in the vanities of the world, flesh, and the satanic system of things. Thou maintainest my lot. The psalmist is contented, I and I is contented with the knowledge that he, even he who be who he be, holds I and I destiny. in his hand. So then coming to this verse right here in verse 6 where it says, the lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Bamare. Be amare sifra, bamare sifra wadek etchilin. Yay! I have a goodly heritage. Ristame, rist inheritance, riste my inheritance, ristame and my inheritance. Tewabet chilin. She is beautiful, beautiful, eyeful for I and I divine heritage. So the measuring cords, which mark off the area falling to a lot, then was used of the territory so allocated. So his, the psalmist, Yadawi, and I, having been assigned to him and I, it must be and it be the choicest, the goodliest of the goodly, even I, divine heritage. Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Ye mekrenyin geziyari harin nebakalo, degmom beleili takulalite. I will bless the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, Father, he who be, who he be, the divine majesty, who hath given me, who has given I counsel. Yeah, my reins, or here we have kula litoche, my kidneys. In the Hebrew, it's enunciated Kilayotai, here we have Kulalitoche, my kidneys, seat of the emotions, getting into that right there. Also instruct I in the night seasons, Degmom, and also Degmom, repeatedly, Degmom, Beleili, repeatedly in the night, Beleili, Degmom, Beleili, Kulalitoche, my kidneys or my reins, yeah, I guess it's Unyam. They reprove, the sense of reproving I, in the sense of instructing I, in other words, checking one's emotions. Guter Cement, verse 8. Hul gize ekziyavi harena befiteya yawalo. Bek enyen winna alatawakum. I have set ekziyavi har, the sustainer of the good, the generous, of he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, always before me, always in my face, always in my perception. Hul gizeh, all the time, always. Hul gizeh, gizeh, yarinna, befite, in my face, in my presence, in my perception. Ayyawalo, I see him. Ayyawalo, I see him. Hul gizeh, gizeh, yarinna, befite, ayyawalo. Bekenye, nwinal tawakum, because he is at my right hand. Bekenye, right? Kenye, my right, to say my right hand, but Kenye, no, we're not. He is at my right hand. Al Tawakum, for he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I shall not be disturbed. Al Tawakum, Al Tawakum. Kutar Zetang, verse 9. Selezi. Selezi, therefore, Selezi, Sele, because is Z, this, Selezi, because of this. Selezi, therefore, libein desala, melasema hasita deregech, sigayema degmo betesfa tadralech. Therefore, my heart is glad. Selezi, libein desala, is happy. Literally, des, happy, alo, says happiness. Selezi, therefore, libein, my heart, desalo. My heart says happiness. My heart is glad. Melasim, and my tongue, melasi, my tongue, melasim, and my tongue, hasit adarregech. Hasit, rejoicing, adarregech. She does, and my tongue, she does, rejoicing. And my glory, here we have in the KJV, it says, and my glory rejoices. Sigayim. Siga, flesh, sigayi, my flesh, sigayim, and my flesh, degmo also, betesfa, in hope, in expectation, betesfa, tadralech, dwells, spends the night, she dwells, she spends the night, my flesh also shall rest, dwell, spend the night in hope, betesfa, in expectation, in the yea and amen, of he who be, we be, kutarasa, verse 11.
Nasin Besiola Ate Tawatimina Kedusehinima Mabespesina Yaizena Ate Tawum. For thou, thee I will not leave my soul in hell. Nasin, my soul, Besiol in Sheol in the antepatriation state, Besiol in the underworld, Besiol in the place of the nightmares of the subconscious, the sub-sub. Nasin Besiol Ate Tawatimina will not leave her. Neither neither wilt thou the eye suffer thine holy one, Kedusehinim, and thy holy one, my best sin, corruption, my best sin, Yaizen, to see corruption. Ate tauim, will not leave, and I will not suffer, will not leave thine kedusehinim, my best sin, Yaizen, ate tauim. Neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Kutar Asara and verse 11. Yeah, he wot in them and get us a yang. Kafitihigar de satan at a gebahing. Bek and yehima is la lema fisaha ale. Thou, the eye, will show me the path of life, of the liberty. Yahiwatin men get Asayahain will show the eye, male will show to eye. Yahiwatin men get the way of Hewat of life. Yahiwatin men get Asayahain. In thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And with the eye's presence, perception, desitan, joy, happiness, At a gebahain, the eye will satisfy. At a gebahain, the eye will satisfy. I with happiness, with your presence, with your face, with your perception, with seeing it from the eye way. Bek enyahim, and in the eye right hand, bek enyahim. Is la lema fisha'ale, and at thy right hand, fisha'ale, at thy right hand there are pleasures, fisha'ale, for evermore.
مزمور 15 بكرنف 16 يداويد كنيس عبيتو بانتا تامن يالهن ناتبك اجزي عبيرن انتا جيتاين احال تانتا بكر بقونت يلن فكادو كلو بمدر بالو تقدسان النات كبوران لاينا ودلي العالم مفاتنو مكارات شوي بزاك يقربانات شونم دم اني علاف السو ስማቸውንም በከንፈር ያልጣ እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድል ፈንታና ጽዋይ ነው እጣይንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀች እርስቴም ተዋበች የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካለሁ ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገስሱ ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ በቀኜ ነውና አልታወክ ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል ምናሴም ሐሴት አደረገች ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋት ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወው የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኝ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብ በቀኝህም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ
Psalm 16
Mizmor Tetzayin Michtam, 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 Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, 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 Michtam. Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. My trust, my trust, my trust.
Shomreni El, Ki Hasiti Vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai Ata, 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 Ata. Tovati, Bal Aleha, Bal Aleha, Bal Aleha.
Righteous man, I always bought him.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh falls, Holy One, to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Miktam, 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 Miktam of David. Hear, hear, hear. A midrash, Mizmor Tet Zain. Tet Zain, Mizmor Tet Zain. Psalm 16, Psalm XVI. Miktam le David. Shamreini el ki yachasiti vak. Miktam of David.
Of David.
There are some of the rabbis, the Rebbeinah, that say Miktam is compounded of two Hebrew words that describe David, David, the well-beloved. Mak, meaning meek, and tam, meaning undefiled. And there are others who derive miktam from ketem, fine gold, ketem, and say that miktam of David means, quote, golden psalm, miktam li David, golden psalm of David, golden psalm of David, miktam li David. Shamreini el ki chasiti vak. Keep I, O God, keep I, O El, true good, true God. Shamreini el, Today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, hear, Shema Yisrael. Here, verse 1, Shamreini El. That is, quote, protect me, protect I from evil. Shamreini El, ki chasiti bak. Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai, ata torati bal aleka. For I have taken refuge in thee, in the eye. I have said to Jehovah, Amarita la Yahuwah, thou art Adonai, thou art Adonai. I have no good but in the eye. Tovati bal aleka. Tovati bal aleka. Hear. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Mizmor Tet Zain, Psalm 16. Here the first two verses. Miktam Ledawi, Shamreini El, Ki Hasiti Vak, Amarita Layawa, Adonai Ata Tovati Bal Aleka. The phrase, thou, the I, art my Lord. The I art my Adon. Adonai Ata. Adonai Ata is to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they that dwell therein, and they that dwell in her. Hence, say the sages, a man embezzles from El Elohim, the true good, the true God, whenever he makes use of the world without a bracha, without a blessing. The sages teach that a man embezzles from Elohim, the true good, the true God, whenever he makes use of the world without a bracha, without a blessing. For only affirmations of El Elohim Ha'el's sovereignty can release the earth's fullness to man's use. Rav Abahu said, according to Devarim 22 and 9, the verse that reads, lest the fullness of the seed that thou hast sown be forfeited together with the increase of the vineyard, with the increase of the vineyard. This implies that this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. And by what means may it be redeemed for man's use? By blessing Yahweh, by blessing Jehovah. And the proof, Rav Simeon ben Lakish cited even today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, Hebraically hear, verse 2, where it reads, I have said to Yahweh, to Jehovah, thou, the I, art my Adon, Adonai, Amarita la Yahweh, Adonai ata. The I, male, is I and I, Adonai. That is, when you are eating and you bless Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, says, my good shall not be held against the I, Tovati, Baal Aleka. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things, the good things, you ate, or Tovati Bal Aleka, can be interpreted as, quote, my good shall be brought to the eye, Tovati Bal Aleka. That is, none, no one but good things shall be brought to you, and they shall abide with you. Or Tovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, quote, I shall wear out all good things upon thee, the eye, end quote. That is, quote, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. Rav Acha taught, what did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, mean by saying, Tovati Bal Aleka, I have no good but for thee, for the eye, Tovati Bal Aleka. He meant, quote, whenever I bring a good thing into the world, I bring it for none, no one but you. The words Bal Aleka are read here as Biladeka, as in the verse in Bereshit in Genesis 41:44, and but for thee, Bil Adeka, shall no man lift up, shall no man lift up his hand. Another comment on, I have said to Jehovah, thou art Adonai, Adonai. Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai ata. David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Robeinu Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, though I am Melech, King, Negus, I set thee, as Melech, as King, as Negus, even Negus and Neges, over me, over I. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, answered, quote, I do not yet regard goodness as firmly fixed in the eye. Tovati bal aleka. My good is not in thee, in the eye. Tovati bal aleka. In whom then is my goodness firmly fixed? Only in the holy, the Isla, that are in the earth, that are in the earthly plain. Likadoshim asher ba'aretz heima. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, does not call the righteous man holy until he is laid away in the earth, in the earthly plain. Why not? Because the Yetzer Hara, the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara, keeps pressing him. And so Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not put his trust in him in this world until the day of his death. So too, Shlomo, Solomon. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7:20, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. There is not a righteous man up on the earthly plain that doeth good and ucketh not up. That Adonai, Adonai will not call a righteous man holy until he is laid away in the earth is what is meant by Likdoshim Asher Ba'aretz Heima, the holy that are in the earth. Even the patriarchs, the righteous fathers, forefathers were not called holy ones, Isla ones, until they were laid away in the earth. For it is said in Eob in Job 15:15, behold, he putteth no trust in his holy ones, in his Isla ones. When did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, show that he had put his trust in them? When he said to Moshe, when he said to Moses in Shemot, in Exodus 3:16, go and gather the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Israel, together, and say to them, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohei of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov. It was upon these that Moshe, that Moses leaned when he prayed, according to Shemot, according to Exodus 32:13. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, thy servants. Rav Phinehas said, had the patriarchs, the righteous fathers, in their lifetime, desired their abode to be in Shemaim and Shemaim in heaven, they could have had their wish. Nonetheless, until they died, yea, until their tombs above them were sealed with the top stone, even they were not called holy. Even they were not called Kedoshim. Rav Acha Bar Papa taught, what is meant by the verse in Eob in Job 24:22? He draweth away the mighty also by his power. It means that the Yetzer Hara, the inclination to evil, by its power draws even the mighty away. Who are they? The generation of Enosh, the generation of the flood, the generation that saw the dispersion of the races, the seeds of humanity, the races of mankind, and the people of Sodom. And so it is said that even if a righteous man, quote, riseth up, he trusteth not in the living. That is, quote, as long as the righteous is among the living, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, trust him not. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Hear, hear, hear. The dialect, the fourth verse Hebraically, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Eitz Zayin, Psalm 16, verse 4. Yerubu atzvotam. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu atzvotam. Thou didst multiply sorrows for all the B'nai Adam, the children of Adam, the children of men, saying to them in Bereshith, in Genesis 3 and 17, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And also in Bereshith, in Genesis 3:16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy travail. David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Robenu Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, thou didst multiply sorrows even for the patriarchs. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied, quote, have they suffered any loss? Therefore, Balasika Nisakehema Midam, do not look upon the oblations as more valuable than ritual offerings of blood. Here, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, refers to the traditional practice described in a Mishnah. Quote, upon the lower half of the ramp of HaMizbeach, the altar, on the west side thereof, Kohanim, priests, placed portions of the lamb that was offered up and salted them. Then, leaving the ram, HaKohanim, the priests, went back to the chamber of hewn stone there to recite HaShema, the Shema. Another comment on Yerubu Atzvotam, their sorrows shall be multiplied. David said, quote, thou didst multiply sorrows for the generation who in a time in Iowa of persecution, false prosecution, died to hallow, to sanctify, set apart, Shemekah, the I name. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied, quote, have they suffered any loss? Therefore, Balasika Nisakehema Midam, do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than ritual offerings of blood? Bal asik nisakehem midam, the blood, hadam, the dam, the blood of those who died to hallow, to set apart. Shemi, my name, is of more worth to me, to I, than all ritual offerings. Rav Lewi, Levi, taught in the name of Rav Idi, suffering is divided into three portions. One, the patriarchs and all the generations of men took. One, the generation that lived in the time of persecution of Hadrian, for example, persecution took. And one, the Lord Messiah, Moshiach Ha'adon, will take. What did they use to do to the generation that lived under persecution, under prosecution, even Hadrian's persecution and prosecution? They fetched iron balls, brought them to a white heat, and put them in the armpits of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, who were thus slowly done to death. Or they fetched sharpened reeds and drove them under the nails of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel. And in these ways they died for the hallowing, the setting apart, the sanctifying of Hashem, of the name. Another comment on Yerubu Atzvotam, their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu Atzvotam. David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, the men who hasten to come into thy door and delay their departure thence there, for them thou hast multiplied sorrows. Any one of these men, when commanded, quote, pour a libation to another God, to another Elohim, would answer, I will not pour it. When commanded, bring offerings to another God, to another Elohim, he would answer, I will bring no such offerings. Drink a libation out of a wine-red glass, water, mere water, he would answer, I will not drink it. Make a vow in the name of another Elohim, another God, he would answer, I will make no such vow. For Moshe Rabbeinu, I and I Master, has charged us, charged I and I in Torato, in his Torah, in his direction instructions, according to Shemot, Exodus 23 and 13. Make no mention of the name of Elohim Acharim, of other Elohim. Balasika nisakehema midam ubal esa eta shimotama al sifatai Yahua menata chelkiya wikosi. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Balasik nisakehema midam ubal esa eta shimotam al sifatai. Yahweh Jehovah is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup and of my chalice. Yahweh Menata Chelkiya Wikosi. Hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 4 to 5. Thou, the I, layest up on me, up on I, my lot. Ata Tomik Gorali. Rav Yehuda, Judah, taught in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lakish that Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, said, this was the portion laid up on me, upon me, upon I, at Sinai. Yahuwah menata chelkiya wikosi. Lines are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Chibalim nafluliya banaimim. Hear, Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 6. The lines, chibalim, are two. The chibalim, the lines that are fallen to I in pleasant places, the chibalim manafluliya banaimim, the chibalim are two. The written law, the written Torah, and the oral law, the oral Torah. Rav Pinchas Phinehas taught, the lines are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Chibalim naflu li abanda'imim. This means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, said, when thou didst divide by lot the portions for the goyim, the nations, the nationality, the Gentiles of the world, my lot fell in pleasant places. Banaimim. Banaimim, in pleasant places. For scripture says in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32 and 8, when Elyon, when the Most High, divided to the nations their inheritance. And then it goes on to say in Devarim, Deuteronomy 32 and 9, Yahuwah, Jehovah's portion is Amo, is his people. Ya'ikov, Jacob, is the cord of his inheritance. As a man might say, Ekle kle, gele gele, such and such a woman fell to the lot of Ekle kle, gele gele, such and such a man. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Af nachlata shafra alai. This means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, said, quote, because I take delight in my heritage, it is made goodly for me, it's made goodly for I. Reading these words, the heritage of his goodliness is upon I. Rav Yochanan took them to mean, quote, as a reward for keeping the commandments, Ha'el Elohim's glory is upon me, is upon I. Ebarek eti Yahuwah. Ashara ye atni afalelota yisruni yakilyotai. I will bless Jehovah ibarek etiyahuah, who have given me, given I counsel. Ashara ye atni, yea, in the night seasons. Afalelot, my reins, my kidneys instruct me, instruct I. Yisruni yakilyotai. Hear today's daily psalm. Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 7. According to Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Samuel bar Nachman, this verse refers to Abraham. For Rav Shmuel bar Nachman used to say, no father taught Abraham, no master taught him. Then who taught him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Rav Simeon ben Yochai declared This verse proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had provided Abraham with two reins that welled forth wisdom and understanding. Chokmah and Tabuna, Bina. You can see for yourself that this is so. For when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, revealed Himself between the halves of a heifer to Abraham, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, made Abraham see four things. HaTorah, the Torah, the Hekal offerings, the temple offerings, Gehenna, and the darkness, the disillumination of the exile in the four kingdoms. And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, made Abraham see, HaTorah, the words in Bereshit in Genesis 15 and 17, a lamp of fire passed between these pieces. Eish, fire clearly referring to Torah, as in the verse in Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like as a fire? And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, made Abraham see the Hekal, the temple offerings? The words in Bereshit in Genesis 15 and 9. Take I a heifer of 3 years old. And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, made Abraham see Gehenna? The words in Bereshit in Genesis 15 and 17, and it came to pass that when the sun went down, behold, a smoking furnace. And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, made Abraham see the darkness, the disillumination of the exile in the four kingdoms. The words in Bereshit in Genesis 15 and 12, and lo, look, and horror of a great darkness fell upon him. For further commentary upon this matter, see our INI exposition of the first mizmor, of the first song,
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 the first song.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
Psalm 60.
Mizmor Tetzai. Nichtam.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
Shomreni El, Yihasidi Vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord,
Adonai ata tovati val aleha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shwiti Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah. Shwiti Yahuwah, Linegdi Tami. I have set Jehovah always before I. Shwiti Yahuwah Linegdi Tami. Shwiti Yahuwah Linegdi Tami. I have set Jehovah always before I. Shwiti Yahuwah Linegdi Tami. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor. Mizmor Etzain, Psalm 16. Here, Hebraically, verse 8. I have set Jehovah always before me, always before I. Shwiti Yehovah l'negdi tamid. Rab taught, in making a bracha, a blessing, a man is required to say, Baruch atah Yahuwah, Baruch atah Adonai. For a bracha, a blessing, wherein Yahuwah, Jehovah's name, Adonai's name, is not mentioned, is no bracha, is no blessing. As Scripture says, even here, Shema Yisrael, Shwiti Yahuwah l'negdi tamid, I have set Jehovah always before me, always before I. Both Rav Ze'era and Rav Yehuda, Judah taught, a bracha, a blessing wherein Ha'el, Elohim's kingship is not mentioned, is no bracha, is no blessing. For it is said in Psalm 145 and 1, I will extol thee, the I, Eli Elohai, my king, O king. I will extol thee, I, my God, O king. Rav Berakaya commented, what you say applies only to berkot, blessings, such as the bracha, the blessing over fruit, or the bracha, the blessing at the performance of commandments. In general worship, however, as long as a man mentions the name, the Hashem of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, he has done his duty. Ki mimini bal emot. Surely he is at my right hand. Ki mimini. I shall not be moved. Bal emot. Bal emot. I shall not be moved. This verse proves that setting matters right according to the precepts of Torah, Jah's directions, instruction, was always and always David's concern. Thus, like this, though all the kings of the east and of the west were seated in their glory, Lifnei David, before David, he was not ashamed, even when abortions were brought before him, but would examine them and say, quote, this one was a male, a zakar, or, quote, that one was a female, nekeba, quote, the mother of this one should regard herself as unclean for 40 days, or, quote, the mother of that one should regard herself as unclean for 80 days, end quote. It was of such matters that he said, according to Psalm 119, verse 46, even of thy tokens for ritual purification, I speak before kings and am not ashamed. Lakin samach libi wa yagel kovodi. Therefore, lakin, my heart is glad, samach libi, and my glory rejoices. Wayagel kovodi. Rav Abahu commented, at the very moment that small-minded men propose to make use of kavod, of glory, it is removed from them. Another comment, therefore my heart is glad, lakein, samach libi, glad in words of HaTorah, glad in words of John's direction instruction, glad in the words of the teaching of His Majesty, and my glory rejoices. Wayagel kovodi, rejoices in Moshiach HaAdon, in the Lord Messiah, who will rise up out of me, out of I. Of this it is written in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 4 and 5. And over all the glory shall be a canopy. Afa besari yishikon alavetach. My flesh, surely, af, surely, besari, my flesh also dwelleth in safety. Af besari, ayishkona lavetach, dwells in safety even after mavet, after death. Rav Yitzhak Isaac said, this verse proves that neither corruption nor worms had power over David, over David's flesh, over David's flesh. For thou, the I, wilt not abandon my soul to the netherworld, to Sheol. Ki lo ta'ezova nafshi alishol. Hear today's daily psalm. Mizmor etzein. Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 10. For thou wilt not abandon my soul to the netherworld, to Sheol. Ki lo ta'ezova nafshi alishol. In the grave his flesh will not dissolve like dust. Neither will thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titein chesedeka lirota shachat. A merciful man, a chesed, will not even get the smell of Gehenna. Another comment on, neither will thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titena chesideka lirota shachat, ta shachat, ta shachat, ta shachat. Since HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Eilohim Baruch Hu, blessed be He, calls Himself chesed, merciful. As is said in Jeremiah 3 and 12, for I am merciful, saith Yahweh, saith Jehovah. How could David, presume to call himself merciful, chassid, as when he said in Psalm 86 and 2, keep my soul, for I am merciful. Rav Huna explained the name of Rav Iskandari, Alexandri, a man who remains silent, even when hearing himself reviled, is called chassid, is called merciful. Because David heard himself reviled and remained silent, he was right in calling himself chassid, in calling himself merciful. Thou, the I, wilt show me, show I, the path of life. Toda'ini oracha chayim. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor 8 Zayin, Psalm 16, Hebraically verse 11. According to Rav Yudan, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Rovenu Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Show me the path of life. Toda'ini orach chayim. And HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replied, desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahuwah, Jehovah, since it is written in Mashal in Proverbs 10:26, the fear, the reverence, the respect of Jehovah prolongeth days. According to Rav Azariah, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show I the path of life, toda'ini orach chayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower for, the meaning of, affliction. Since, Mashal, Proverbs 6:23 says, reproofs of affliction are the way of life. According to Rab, however, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, replies thus, like this, desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower to Torah, to Jah's direction, instructions. Since it is written in Mashal in Proverbs 3:18, she is a tree of life, Etz Chayim, to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that holdeth her fast, that holdeth her firm. According to Rav Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask David, wouldest thou eat without working? Keep the commandments, and thou wilt feast. For it is said in Mashlim, in Proverbs 4:4, keep my commandments and live. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Sova machota eta paneka. Do not read soba, fullness, but shaba, seven. The verse thus like this refers to the seven companies of righteous men whose faces shall shine like the sun, like the moon, and so on. As explained in the commentary on the Mizmor, on the Psalm, in the Lord have I taken refuge. Another comment on, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forever, for evermore. Sova machota etapaneka mota bimineka netzach. The companies of the righteous will be arrayed in the form of the menorah of Hahekal, the menorah, the lampstand of the temple. That is described in Scripture as having, according to Zechariah 4:3, two olive trees by it, one up on the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side thereof. Which of these companies is the most excellent and best loved? The one standing upon the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one alluded to as arrayed, quote, upon the right side of the bowl. Bimineka ne'emota, bimineka netzach. At thy right hand there are pleasures forever, for evermore. Two Amoraim differed as to the kind of men standing at the right hand of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. One maintained, they are men in whom is the strength of Torah, of which it is said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33:2. At his right hand was Eshdat, a fiery law. The other maintained, they are scrupulous copyists and teachers of children who dwell in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For they are spoken of as, according to Hosea 14:8, they that dwell under His shadow. Each of them says, according to today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Teit Zayin, Psalm 16, verse 8, Shuiti Yahuwah l'negadi atamid, ki yamimini yabalemot. I have set Jehovah always before I. Surely He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Another comment on, thou wilt show me the path of life. Toda'ini orach chayim. Rav Abin, took this verse to refer to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, for whom on New Year's Day, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, records his decree of life, a decree he seals on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. In thy presence, thy face is fullness, soba, of joy. Sova, machota eta paneka. Do not read soba, fullness, but shaba'a, seven. That is, the seven requirements for the Feast of Tabernacles, hachag, sukkot. Namely, the citron, the palm, the myrtle, the willow, the booth, the sacrifice, and the rejoicing. Another comment on Miktam, Miktam of David, Miktam le David. The superscription, Hebraically, the first verse, Miktam le David. David, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote, stained with sin, Miktam am I. A parable, Mashal, a misali of a man who set out on a journey with but two Esars. Seeing an inn, he entered it and saw some people eating meat and others eating fish. He said, quote, what shall I do? If I say, give me something to eat, the innkeeper may bring me a pair of pheasants, and I have only two esars. And so he said to the innkeeper, give me two esars worth of food. The innkeeper asked, what shall I give thee? And the man answered, hast thou not heard the common saying, dance my shillings worth for me, for I? Just so, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have not enough merit to sit with the great, so let me, make me be with the lesser. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are in the bedchamber, and Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron are in the banqueting hall. So let me, make I be with and at the threshold. Make I be but at the threshold. As it is said in Psalm 84:11, I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of Elohai, Hailiyai, at the bait, the house of my God, my true good. If I have not even enough merit, credit, enough merit to be allowed at the threshold, make I remain in the courtyard, as is said in Psalm 116, verses 18 to 19. Make I pay my vows in the courts of Jehovah's house. If I have not enough merit, enough credit, even to be allowed in the courtyard, make I not depart from the inn, as is said, make I pay my vows in the midst of thee, of the eye, O Yerushalayim,
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 Yerushalayim.
Shabbat Shalom, send that salam. Pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Shah Soul people. Shabbat Shalom, send that salam.